第二篇
Passage 2
英汉口译
English-Chinese Interpretation Listen to the recording and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese.
British trade with China has doubled over the last 5 years alone. This growth is faster than that of any other G8 country. Britain is the largest European investor here.Culturally, our links are also strong. More students from China study in the UK than from any other country, and partnerships between our schools are growing. We have just launched the UK-China Partners in Science campaign to strengthen our scientific links. The partnership between our two countries is important not just for what it brings both of us,but also for the common work which Britain and China can do together in the world. For example, there is a wider message in the global response to the tragedy of the tsunami. It is that people around the world feel that the interdependence of nations, so long talked about by statesmen, is today more than ever a concrete reality.This reality is also a challenge to which governments must respond.The first part of the challenge is economic, finding the determination not to seek shelter from the global market, but to exploit the opportunities that it offers. In Britain, we have been determined to meet that challenge. And thanks to our open and flexible approach and the investment that we are making in skills and in innovation,Britain is now Europe's most successful large economy and experiencing our longest unbroken period of economic growth on record. The challenge of responding to global competition is also one that China has embraced, and the results are simply staggering. The world has never before seen growth on the scale that China is producing.It is turning this country into a central player in the global economy and lifting millions of people out of poverty. This is the rise of China that many predicted. But as it is happening, I think one fundamental thing has changed. Where some years ago the world may have worried about the rise of China, now it welcomes this as truly an opportunity for us all.The second challenge posed by globalization is one for our foreign policy, the need to act globally to promote safety and prosperity at home and in the world. As China's prosperity has grown, so too has its stake in global security and global prosperity. It is a crucial partner in the fight against proliferation and in international efforts to combat terrorism. China's contribution to UN peacekeeping missions is growing, and I greatly welcome President Hu's recent commitment to increase that contribution further. Meanwhile, China is embracing more fully globally accepted rules and standards.I particularly applaud China's ratification of the International Covenant on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights. The partnership between our two nations is strengthening, but there is more that we can and should do together to strengthen further our growing global partnership. I would like today to suggest 3 areas on which we should focus that effort.They are in pursuing reform of the United Nations, working for a better future for Africa, and tackling climate change. As permanent members of the UN Security Council, both Britain and China base our foreign policy on the maintenance of a strong and effective international system.But we both know, too, that the United Nations, designed 60 years ago, needs reform to meet the challenges of the new century. Many of those challenges are very different to those faced by those who drafted the Charter in 1945, from terrorism to AIDS, from the environment to weapons proliferation.But we both recognize that reform certainly does not mean tearing up the UN Charter and starting again. Neither we nor any other nation favors such an approach. The Millennium Review Summit should set the direction for the way ahead on United Nations reform. In the preparation for that summit, I hope that Britain and China can continue and indeed enhance our productive dialogue on this issue of such importance to us both. The second issue on which I suggest we can deepen our cooperation is Africa. Britain has made Africa a priority of our work as presidency of the G8 in the coming year, and I should like China and Britain to work together on this as close partners. Both our countries already have strong links with the continent. We share our experiences of work on poverty reduction and have opened a dialogue on our cooperation in Africa. Africa will require an even greater investment of aid than it receives today if it is to meet its goals for development. But it is also crucial that we set the conditions that allow the people of Africa to build a better future for themselves. Alongside its own position, China now presides over the G20 group of developing nations, and Britain has assumed the presidency of the G8 and will, from July, take on that of the European Union. That makes us both crucial players in the success of the world trade negotiations. The third issue that I want to highlight is tackling the threat from climate change. I want to deal first with two misconceptions. The first is that climate change is a threat that matters mainly to environmentalists. In fact, it matters to everyone. Climate change is a potential source of conflict over scarce natural resources and of the displacement of millions of people from their land, with all the instability that it would provoke. Climate change is an economic threat too. Swiss Re, the world's second largest reinsurer, has estimated the insurance costs at an extra $265 billion per year by 2010. The second misconception about climate change is that there is a necessary trade-off between limiting global warming on the one hand and promoting economic growth on the other. In fact, as those figures from Swiss Re demonstrate, inaction on climate change will have an enormous cost of its own. And as we mitigate the effects of climate change, we also have to work to ensure access to the secure and affordable energy supplies that our economies need, both from traditional and from more innovative sources. There are especially exciting opportunities for that here in China. If I may say so, China has a great opportunity to lead the way in building clean energy technology with all the environmental and economic benefits that it offers. Britain and China have a shared commitment to meeting the challenges posed by globalization and to exploiting its opportunities. Of course, we won't always agree, but there is an enormous amount of work for us to do together. I'm confident that there will be markedly a growing and strengthened global partnership between Britain and China in the process of globalization.